Next up in our review of 10A31 is subchapter 23, remission of time from sentence. And although we haven't seen a test question come up from this particular subchapter, the more testable content is contained in both sections A and B on page 162. So let's take a closer look. On line 6, circle up letter A and just bracket out those first three lines. They read, "Inmates who are employed in productive occupations while incarcerated in an adult county correctional facility, underline, shall receive compensation for such employment. That may be in the form of," and you want to underline cash, circle word or, and underline remission of time from sentence. Again, circle the word or, and underline both. Just below that paragraph, bracket out 1 and 2. 1 reads, "An inmate employed under this section may receive remission of time from sentence," and you want to underline, "not to exceed 1 day for each 5 days of productive occupation." If you go down to number 2, it reads, "In addition," and here you want to underline, "all minimum security inmates who are considered sufficiently trustworthy to be employed in honor camps, farms, or details may receive further remission of time from sentence at a rate of," and you want to underline here, "3 days per month for each month of such employment." Drop down to letter B on line 22, circle it up, and just bracket out that paragraph in general. It reads, "Inmates in adult county correctional facilities who are employed in the community pursuant to NJAC 10A31-25, which is the work release program, are eligible for diminution of sentence as set forth in NJSA 38-50. The inmate," and you want to underline here, "may be granted a diminution of," and bracket out separately, "not more than 1/4 of his or her term if the inmate's conduct, diligence, and general attitude meet such diminution." From there, you can give a general read through C, D, and E, and continuing on to page 163, F. Also, on page 163, just a general read towards 23.2, which talks about records and audits. And you can take that all the way to the conclusion on page 164. 23.3 talks briefly about reports, and 23.4, consultations. Again, low probability test area here, but we want you to be aware of the areas that can show up, and that's primarily sections A and B on page 162. This completes our review of subchapter 23, 10A31.